This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Seven after the hour. This is the optimistic DJV program. Good way to start the hour out. Everybody's coughing, sneezing. Jay, you okay now? Everybody's put the pieces together of the day. Victoria's here. Jennifer's here. We have the sneezes, the sniffles, the coughs, the...
We got
as long it all. As long as not, we're not foaming out of the mouth, I think we're all okay. That's a visualization, isn't it? Yeah. Well, let's hope that that's not the case. The... there's thing about how we look around for good things to talk about. I almost think that the positive news thing, that handle, is getting overused. I don't know what a better way is. Optimism, another way of focusing on what's positive or what's good being, because life is so bumpy. The road is bumpy, and we don't know always where the road is going to lead us. So if we're optimistic and we think, this is going to be a good turn of events and thoughts or things, then people won't be so afraid. I think there's such... one of the things I rail against all the time, as you know, is fear-based thinking, being afraid of, well, what is going to happen if this or that goes on? Sometimes, maybe to be... But the old fear or flight thing, better to be prepared. But then there is just so much. Oh, it's going to be terrible. It's going to be awful. And Victoria teases me about being Captain Curmudgeon sometimes. It depends on what's going on. I think basically my outlook on life is full speed ahead, and I kind of marvel myself at me sometimes because it's like...
You marvel at yourself?
I do, because okay. And I say this not to get, pat on the back, but doing this program over the years has not been an easy task.
No, that's
and
true.
And it's like swimming upstream. You know how the salmon swim upstream? Maybe they even swim up waterfalls, which is certainly something to visualize. You ever seen video of a salmon swimming up a waterfall?
It's wild.
It really is.
That's so cool.
Yeah,
and how do they do it? It just takes strength. And so with the salmon, each year they kind of go back to where they came from. And don't we all sort of, Jay's back to her roots in Cleveland for a while. Victoria lives close to her roots where her folks are. Jennifer lives down the street, literally. I'm still in the same neighborhood I grew up in.
That is kind of funny, actually. All four of us are doing that now.
Yeah.
What did my mom used to say? What is it? Chickens come home to roost?
To roost.
Whatever,
right?
Yeah. That's the old thing.
That's what the thinking about the spawning grounds of the salmon, because that's what I remember learning when we were studying fish in biology. It was one of the first things I remember learning. It was a sophomore, junior in high school. Sophomore, probably, because we took chemistry when we were juniors. So it was the whole, the mating habits of certain animals and species and how they go back to where they came from. Look at the whales and what they, how far they swim. Sharks even.
Sure.
Each, year they, and the birds that fly literally up and down the from the north to the south in this country. It's amazing to see how Mother Nature takes care of its own. And so, anyway, I just was thinking about that. I was also thinking about the situation. It's so amazing to me when you look at the story of Steve Wynn. You know Steve Wynn? Steve Wynn, the fellow, he's one of the richest people in America, owns a lot of the, owns a lot of Las Vegas, frankly, casinos and hotels and that sort of stuff. And apparently the Justice Department has said that he's a middleman for the Chinese government and a lot of things that are going on that are very questionable in our country. And so he hasn't registered as an agent. Apparently you're supposed to do that if you're representing a country.
That, oh, yeah, that's a big one.
Business. Yeah, it
is. Yeah, people get busted on that a lot when they don't register as a foreign agent.
Well, he's gotten busted big time. The U.S. Department of Justice said that he talked a lot to Trump, for example, and members of the administration back in 2016, 2017, 2018, to the Chinese had requested to cancel a visa of some Chinese business people who had come to our country to seek asylum. And it was the Chinese government went to Nguyen and said, see if you can't get this guy KO'd. So we get him back. And, you know, what happens when people pull that sort of a stunt, the Chinese try to come to America.
So I want to know about how he got involved with the Chinese, though.
I mean, I do, too. Did they have do the Chinese have any kind of betting? Do they have casinos? What do they have?
Or
they
investments, right? I mean, they could be investors.
Oh, big time, because there's so much. It's just cash.
Well, I mean, culturally, too. Like, I mean, I've been to Atlantic City, I've been up to Foxwoods, and now I've been to Vegas. And culturally, gambling is huge for Chinese people.
Is it?
So, oh, yeah. Like, they're up at Foxwoods in Connecticut, there are entire ballroom-sized casino floors, and it's all, everything's in Chinese. It's a Chinese game, and I forget the name of it, but it's just a specific type of gambling. It's Chinese dealers and all Chinese people. And so, yeah, it's a very big thing culturally.
This is the first, what the Justice Department calls, affirmative civil lawsuit under some law that's been in effect for three decades, and nobody has ever challenged, that is, nobody's ever been brought up on charges. The charge is a foreign government uses an American citizen as its agent to influence policy decisions in our government. And it wasn't aimed at just the Chinese, although the Chinese now have become guilty, as have the Russians. Imagine an American. I can't imagine somebody. This is like treason. This guy is really kind of guilty of treason, taking the interests of China ahead of the interests of our country. I think that's unfathomable to me. But there have been other people who have been charged with this. They go back to 2014. There was another incident. I can't remember who it was, but it was the other way around. A person who was Chinese came to America to try to influence. You know, they were trying to influence policy and stuff, as they always. That's kind of what the Russians are doing with all of their hacking. Maybe why do we? I guess my question would be to Steve Nguyen or to the Chinese: what the heck do you need him for? You can hack into pretty much anything that you want. You've shown that you can do that by screwing up elections and influencing business deals and even
public. Well, I think you already said it at the beginning here. It's cash. That's, you can't hack for cash. Right. You can hack for crypto. But yeah. if you want to have, you know, real hardcore American currency, well, I think a Vegas casino, we've all seen the movies, right? With the Ocean's 11, 8, 9, 10, and 10,000. I mean, you know, there's the appeal right there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, anyway, I've been always kind of ambivalent about Steve Nguyen.
Oh, I have always been very against him.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised in the least that this is a scumbag move that a scumbag would do.
Mm-hmm. Well, does it take scumbags to own casinos like that? You know, that business is pretty scummy.
I don't know.
Is he tied to the mob in some way, shape, or form? A lot of people think that goes.
I mean, the mob in its current incarnation is not Bugsy Siegel.
It's not the real mob anymore.
No.
Oh, doggone it. Anyway, so that's what's going on with Steve Nguyen. A 21-year-old Russian soldier who's been on trial this week for committing war crimes during the invasion of Ukraine actually pled guilty to killing that unarmed civilian. His name, why do we try
He's
to...
He's probably hoping for leniency, right? I mean, he got busted. They know that he did it. He killed this 65-year-old man who was riding a bicycle. Mm-hmm. It's, you know, this is kind of going to be really symbolic, I think, because this is the first war crime trial in Ukraine. Now, on the other hand, again, going back to what you had said earlier about, you know, when we were talking about Google and the tech report with Russia... You know, Russia's retaliating constantly. They're very reactionary, which I think is actually interesting because they're really back on their heels in almost every sense of the word. You know, I mean, every angle of this invasion has got Putin on his heels, and they're reacting now even with this. So the 21-year-old Russian soldier on trial, and now Russia came out and says that they have 1,700, almost 1,800 Ukrainian soldiers that they've captured. Who are going to face, who knows what their version of trial is. Yeah.
No, they're torturing him. Yeah,
you know, but that's very typical of what Russia's doing.
The lack of information that we're getting from the so-called, I mean, I don't even know if there's a front line, if it can be described in Ukraine and Russia. Why are we not getting any, like, even cell phone footage from soldiers about what's going on in the fighting? Have you noticed
even
that?
Ukrainian
we haven't seen
soldiers?
Any of it. Yeah, we haven't seen anything. Like, in Baghdad or in Iraq, you would always have, like, footage of frontline. I don't know that I'm speculating on anything. I just think it's weird that it's a complete
Well, there's a lot of stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of stuff on TikTok and Instagram and WhatsApp. I mean, they're actually, we did this last week in the tech report, too, that there are a bunch, I think it's a bipartisan committee that wants all those tech companies, instead of, because of their policy of not showing graphic video, they're wiping out all these videos, and they're saying that this is actual evidence of war crimes. So they're trying to appeal to the tech companies to make an exception and flag these videos, take them off the public view, but keep them. Don't dump them out of the database, because they're going to be used in, you know, in international court when they start, you know, prosecuting all these people.
So I just wonder where all the images are. That's all. It feels very strange.
That's a good question.
This is the most.
Yeah.
I mean, we just assume stuff that's happening because we don't actually get to see it. It's weird.
I thought we had cleaned out the U.S. Embassy in Russia, in Moscow, but apparently we haven't.
We did, didn't we?
I don't know. I see the.
Oh, maybe we're thinking of Ukraine, and then now they're back in Ukraine. Yeah,
well,
I don't know about Russia.
The U.S. Embassy, the State Department says that the embassy tried three times to go visit Brittany Griner this month, and they haven't been able to see her. The Russians wouldn't tell the American or whoever it was from the embassy where she was. And I guess I'm thinking to myself two things. They're really intent on keeping her there and trying to use her as a pawn. And secondly, I didn't realize we still had people in the U.S. embassy in Russia.
Yeah, I don't think we've shut down and left. We evacuated the embassy in Kyiv because of the fighting, but now they're reopening that.
Huh. Okay, well, see, I'm so impressed with the two of you. I learn something every day from Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and Jay Kirshner. It's 18 after on the DJV program.
Discover the 2022 Subaru Forester Wilderness, the second member of the Subaru Wilderness family. Featuring 9.2 inches of ground clearance, standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, and all-terrain tires for increased off-road capability. Plus, a design that's bold and protective at the same time. The Forester Wilderness unlocks a whole new level of adventure. Discover more at Subaru.com/wilderness.
Individual results may vary. There's no guarantee that past performance will be indicative of future results. Invest wisely.
Paid for by Chicken Analytics. The man who predicted the 2020 crash warns of a huge event in 2022. His name is Mark Chicken, and his newest prediction has gone viral with 1.5 million views. According to Chicken, who spent 50 years on Wall Street, a historic event in 2022 will cause a massive shift in the wealth divide. This will affect anyone who owns stocks, says Chicken, who accurately predicted the 2020 crash. Most people will never see it coming. Chicken, a popular guest on Jim Cramer's Mad Money, has never shied away from sharing his controversial predictions. Now, Chaikin is pointing to a huge change in the way thousands of companies will need to do business in 2022. It'll affect everyone from Apple to Amazon, he says. Watch his full brand new warning free of charge at StockMarketShift.com/prepare. Go to StockMarketShift.com/prepare to learn more about 2022's huge event predicted by Mark Chaikin. That's StockMarketShift.com/prepare.
How do you make the most of your land? If you ask the Wrens, who run with us on a John Deere mower, they tell you,
I mow first, then I do all the trimming.
But the Hubbards, who work behind the wheel of a John Deere compact tractor, would say,
if it's something you want, just go after it and try it.
Then there's the Mosers, who may mention from the seat of their John Deere Gator UTV,
you can't be all working, not play.
There are millions of ways to make the most of your land. Learn how to make the most of yours at Deere.com. Nothing runs like a deer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
I'm about to give you a life-changing URL that if you will simply visit it and give these tax consultants a call, it will change your life. Whether you're a blue-collar worker or whether you're a school teacher or whether you're a scientist or whether you're a millionaire, almost no one out there is taking advantage of legal, lawful tax loopholes. Go to gcntaxcut.com. It takes you right to American Tax Solutions, and they will give you an amazing preview of what they can do for you. gcntaxcut.com, gcntaxcut.com.
Health podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell. You're constantly exposed to bugs. You're constantly exposed to viruses, to microbes, to bacteria. You can't get away from those things any more than a fish can get away from water. You live in an absolute atmosphere filled with these microbes. And so you've got these processes inside your body that constantly defend you from these things.
All DJV Health podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's get to the bottom of this. Jay Kirshner is here with Victoria, Jennifer, and Doug to go through things from our social media, things that people are sending our way or things we observe in the trending box. I thought it was interesting to learn. I'm listening. I'm not one who's following this trial, Amber and Johnny, but I'm looking and I'm seeing some things that have come to the surface. For example, apparently James Franco spent the night with Amber Heard the night before she filed for divorce. Was that the only night that she was? Did that come out in the trial or did that just come out?
It came out in the trial because there's elevator footage of her walking him. They ride the elevator down together. She's in bare feet and like a nightgown with a sweater wrapped around her. And so they're resting their heads on each other's shoulders in the elevator at like midnight. And Johnny was out of town. So, yeah.
Really?
But she had testified that Johnny definitely had a lot of issues with James Franco. Well, now we know why. Because he was boning his wife.
Cute. Well, he has that kind of reputation anyway, doesn't he?
Yeah.
Sort of. James Franco? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah, right. Okay. Speaking of reputations, Jay, Woody Harrelson has urged folks here, there, and everywhere to do what Jackie Wilson sang about in his song. You remember... Am I the only one here who remembers that song? The song is called Higher and Higher. It's a fabulous, great rock representation of the late 60s, early 70s. At any rate, apparently Woody is taking the message from that song pretty seriously, right?
Yeah, he wants people to get an altitude adjustment with his dispensary named The Woods WeHo in West Hollywood.
Huh? What's it called?
The Woods.
The Woods. WeHo.
That's a great name.
What is
right?
Mean? What is WeHo?
West
mean?
Hollywood. WeHo.
West Hollywood,
oh.
Yeah.
The Woods WeHo. Okay. All right.
Yeah,
there
it's
you
a legal
go.
Cannabis apothecary, and there's also going to be a consumption lounge in the backyard.
pretty exciting stuff.
I think we will be visiting next week.
You're going to go over there?
Why not? Yeah.
So when we can't find Victoria, we know it. Where to find her.
She's with Woody Harrelson again.
Follow the Cheetos.
So is Bill Maher, I see a connection to him. Is he in this with Harrelson? What's his... He talks openly about his use of cannabis, and so does Woody Harrelson, as far as that's concerned. So are they in this together? Are they? What's the connection
here? He helped bring the whole thing to life. So the dispensary was actually founded by Harrelson, along with Urban Markets founder Devin Wheeler. And then they worked with Bill Maher, Jay Handel, and designer Thomas Shoes to really bring the store to life.
Mm-hmm. So here is a big, there's lots of money in this stuff. It's a good business venture. I've been involved on the negative end of it for 3 years or so, but I could see how it would be something that was attractive. And Harrelson so identified with it anyway. He and Wesley Snipes on the Oscar night were both high as a kite. Does it come from smoking grass or what? How did they
get weed?
Yeah, he's been an outspoken activist since 1996 when he was arrested for planting hemp seeds in protest of a Kentucky state law that put marijuana and industrial hemp into the same category. Mm-hmm. So he's been at this for a long time.
He's been wearing hemp for 30 years, like in his clothing.
Yeah. That's legitimate. He's right about that. There is the difference is distinctly stark. 28 past the hour.
Hi, I'm Carl Amari. For nearly 40 years, I've been licensing the rights to classic radio shows, including The Shadow, Jack Benny, Gunsmoke, Sherlock Holmes, Dragnet, Abbott and Costello, and many more. Today, I have over 100,000 classic radio shows, and because I work with the owners and estates, I'm provided the master recordings, which are superior sound quality. Each month, I select 10 classic radio shows and send them to Classic Radio Club members along with detailed liner notes about each show. If you'd like to receive 10 amazing-sounding classic radio shows sent to you each month, either on CD or via digital download, visit ClassicRadioClub.com. And now, every Classic Radio Club member will receive an email from me each week with a digital download link to the full 5-hour Hollywood 360 podcast. The links never expire, so you can listen anytime you'd like. Learn more about the Classic Radio Club at ClassicRadioClub.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients. And it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vinetobar.com. Cold ship to your door, it's Vine to Bar. Vine to Bar Chocolate. Visit us at vinetobar.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
The School District of Philadelphia announced it's returning to a mask mandate for all students and staff within the district, citing an increase in COVID-19 cases throughout the city. Students and staff will now be required to follow the district's mask policy, which began on Monday, according to a district-wide announcement. The leaders of the United States, Japan, Australia, and India are meeting in Tokyo for a second in-person summit of the Indo-Pacific Quad grouping. At Tuesday's meeting, leaders are discussing climate change, technology, maritime surveillance, as well as the fallout from Russia's invasion of Ukraine. It should be noted, India, which has close ties with Russia, has yet to condemn Moscow's invasion. Two Iranian military pilots died after their F-7 fighter jet crashed on Tuesday near Anarak in the central part of the country. Iran has a poor air safety record. USA Radio News.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight.
At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
NASA's Boeing Starliner Starcraft will wrap up its landmark test flight to the International Space Station with a touchdown in New Mexico on Wednesday evening at the U.S. Army's White Sands Missile Range, 6:49 p.m. Eastern Time. The Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton on Newsmax weighs in on the Biden administration handling of the inflated economy and their open border policy.
Look, I don't know whether we're going to hit a recession or not, but things are dramatically different than they were a year and a half ago when gas was around $1.87, when inflation was in the 2% range and had been for decades. He's done as much in a year and a half to hurt the economy and make it harder for Americans to afford living here as any president in my lifetime. Yeah, I know if I go out of the country, I come back, I have to get a negative test, and they haven't let me back in if I had COVID. So, you know, the idea that they're going to appeal this is not surprising. They've done everything possible to make it easier for the cartels to bring as many people here as possible, as fast as possible. And with this is no different. Title 42 is sort of the last vestige of federal law protecting us. And the Biden administration is seeking to get rid of that last hope for us, and we're going to keep fighting.
In the National Basketball Association conference finals last night, the Boston Celtics tied the series at 2 games apiece after beating the Miami Heat 102-82. Tonight, the Dallas Mavericks host the Golden State Warriors, trailing in their series 3-0. My name is Lance Pry, and we are USA Radio News.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
DJV Health Podcast with Dr. Jack Stockwell.
What is different in the causes of death 120 years ago compared to today? You know what the major cause of death for men aged 18 to 45 was in 1900? Accidental death. And people will say, well, we just didn't live that long back then. That's an absolute lie. We lived longer back then than we do today.
All DJV Health Podcasts can be found at djvhealthshow.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Now 34 after the hour on today's DJV program, D for Doug, J for Jennifer and Jay, and V for Victoria. The situation with communication that is between us, the four of us, and then the communication between us and our listeners, the connection Jay has on social media, the Twitter followers and Instagram followers and Facebook followers, we all get input from people. As a matter of fact, aren't we about to start a phone line, Jay? Where are we with having taken people's comments on a phone line? I think we were close to doing that, but I've forgotten where we are.
Yeah, it's there. We got it. It's we got set it? Up and ready.
Oh, really? How come we're not promoting it?
I have been on social media, and now we're promoting it on air right this minute. The number is 502-617-4DJV. That's 502-617-4358.
Really? Okay, we'll have to talk
about
that.
And how does it work? You just call. Doug's wonderful voice chimes in, gives you the directions.
Oh, you mean you have to call someone?
Oh, my God, no! Oh!
I'm out.
Right. Hey, Phil, let's dial this number right now to show people how to do it. 502 617-4358, which is, what did you say, 4358 stands for?
For DJV.
DJV, of course. Why didn't I figure that? All right, so we'll give you a
for the only people that prank call ourselves.
Yeah. Well, it's just kind of fun to have this now. We can have a lot of...
You've reached the DJV program. Thanks for calling in. Doug Steffen here along with Jen, Victoria, and Jay. All of us want to hear your thoughts about the biggest stories of the day, the news, the events of the day, people, that sort of thing. So by leaving us a detailed message, you understand that you're joining the conversation, which is happening on the air, and your comments may be heard during the DJV program. Here's how you can be part of the conversation. Clearly state your name, the place from which you are calling, that is where you are listening, and then tell us what you want us to know. Whatever it is you want to comment about, share your opinion with us here on the DJV show, and thanks.
Wow, that's pretty good. That sounds like an Atlantic City boardwalker. 502-617-4358. 502-617-4DJV. I think we ought to, well, remind me to plug that so we can get their calls along with the input that we already get. I was looking at an email. The reason I brought this up is because I was looking at an email from someone that was prompted by a George W. Bush speech. It's a moderately intricate story. George Bush this week said in a speech, he does a lot of speaking. He doesn't need to speak. He doesn't need to do anything. His family, you know, you go back to his, let's see, what, grandfather, Prescott Bush, who was a senator from Connecticut. Somehow or other, the Bush family had money back generations. And I forget what the origin of it is, but at any rate, they've always been involved in politics. The family has because they had a lot of money and they wanted to be influencers. So George, frankly, he made some of it on his own when he owned the baseball team, and he had some other business interests when he was flopping around before he became governor and then president. Anyway, he was addressing a group in Dallas the other day, and he said the invasion of Iraq was unjustified. And then somehow realized what he had said and tried to take it back.
Well, that wasn't a very well thought out speech.
He blamed his age for the mistake that he made. But, you know, you have to wonder because it was a huge, hugely unjustified.
Wait, did he have a slip? Was this like, was he trying to say the war in Afghanistan was unjustified and he slipped and said Iraq instead?
It isn't clear which war he was talking about. But if you look at the transcript.
Or maybe even Ukraine. Maybe he's even talking about it now. He meant to say Ukraine and he said Iraq instead.
Well, you know, he's certainly, even when he was president, he was slipping up all the time. He was always making, you know, references to this, that.
Oh, yeah, he gave us nuclear.
Yeah.
Remember
right.
that?
Yeah. I think he started talking about Ukraine. And he said, after he said what he did about Iraq, he said, well, I'm 75. I mean Ukraine.
He's 75?
Yeah, same age. Yeah, right. I was going to say the same age as I am. He is the same age as I am.
Wow, he looks really good for his age.
Yeah, he's taking care of himself.
I did not think he was.
There's not a worry in the world, not a care in the world. So, yeah, oftentimes, I think Obama looks better now than he did when he was the last couple of years of his presidency. I think that it
and
just
both
eats
of them
you up.
Significantly aged during their presidency. Which
yeah,
we all do.
A lot.
Yeah.
I don't think Trump aged a damn bit.
Trump got oranger.
he didn't. Anyway, the point of the email, to go back to Bush, this fellow sent me a note, and his question to me was, can any person with a track record as was exemplified, he made reference to Bloomberg, but others as well, run a country successfully like the United States, never mind the last two presidents or the current one and the one before that. And this guy is a Republican. I know that because I followed his tweets and other stuff. He said, what we need in America is a smart, honest, efficient, business-minded, tough-as-nails individual with ethics that can't be bought, can't be paid for, can't be compromised as our president in 2024. This on the heels of suggestions that Joe Biden has been asked and is thinking about running in 2024. Speculation is heating up as to whether, you know, whether he runs again or he doesn't run again. Certainly a lot of speculation about Trump running again.
But when Bush said that, what did anyone pop into your mind? Because someone totally just leapt right to the forefront of my mind when based on that description.
I'm not sure.
It's not Bloomberg. I know that's
not who I was thinking.
You mean a businessman now?
No, read the description again of what he said we need.
Smart, honest, efficient, business-minded, tough-as-nails individual with ethics that can't be bought or paid for or compromised.
I mean, to me, my brain went right to Mark Cuban. That is every single thing that describes Mark Cuban. He's middle of the road. He's not too left. He's not too right.
I think he'd be a very good president.
I think he'd be fantastic.
Yeah,
yep.
I'm with you on that. I think so, too. I agree with you. And he's the only, you realize, he and Mr. Wonderful are the only two on Shark Tank that have been in every episode. The rest
maybe
of them
kind of like the anchors. Could be Cuban and Wonderful. How about that?
Yeah.
I'm not a fan of Wonderful, but I do like Cuban.
I don't know. He's his own. He's a jerk,
I like him. It's like I like Trump on The Apprentice, right? Like that's where they should have stayed.
I liked him. I liked Trump. I thought that was a great show. It was, and his mannerisms, his expressions, and the look on his face when he said, "You're fired." That captured America. Everybody was talking about that show.
And
Everybody.
They also agreed with most people that he fired. You know, you'd always wonder, like, why is he going to go after this person? But then in the explanation, boy, you always thought, why people went.
I mean, it was a very well-produced show. I mean, the behind the scenes that have come out, like the producers, like The Bachelor and all the other stuff that everybody loves, you know, Trump didn't really pick who got fired.
Well, they're privy to the behind-the-scenes stuff. That's the thing that makes it easier.
Well, but still, it was a show that led to a lot of people, hey, let's get Trump as president.
It was a good Sunday night show.
It was a good show. All right. Now, speaking of Trump, here's something. I think he did a lot of good things, and I think he did a lot of bad things. Most of the bad things I think he did were related to his own kind of snarky personality. But one of the serious mistakes he made, in my opinion, was to clamp down on Cuba again. I thought that was the biggest, phoniest. And I always thought in the back of my mind, is there some business reason for this? Because when Biden, I'm sorry, when Obama.
Because they're communists.
Oh, baloney. Yeah, that's nonsense. We do business.
It was retaliatory against Obama.
He
wanted to wipe out a lot of stuff Obama did.
Of course he did, because Obama did a lot of stuff that needed to be wiped out.
But they all do.
But
let's face what's going on right now.
Let's face Cuba. Cuba's starving their own people. They're doing all sorts of things. People are getting like bags of rice dropped off on their doorstep and making it last and two Tylenol. I mean, it's terrible.
We need to do business with Cuba. We need to open up. We need not to shut off things.
Do we have to do business with Russia?
We have to. We did business with Russia. They're a lot worse than Cuba, and so is China. And we're beholden to China. Our existence depends on China.
That's the question.
No, of course not. But not because they're commies as much as, well, maybe the way they do business. But the Cubans offer something, and the Cuban island offers something. And better to have influence, in my mind, on an island that's 90 miles away from you than to have it shut off and not really know what's going on there. That's the way I look at it.
Honestly, right? I think only people that care about Cuba are the ones who want to go there on vacation, and I think they miss out on the big picture. What can Cuba do for us that's going to be good for America?
Offer the American companies places, hotel companies, restaurant companies.
Yeah, the hospitality industry is dying to get into
Other
Cuba.
Than travel, what can they offer us?
What do we need?
Why does it need to be more than one major industry? Yeah. The travel industry is huge.
What does Ethiopia offer to us? Well, yeah, we have relations with them.
Ethiopia's government is probably not quite as dangerous. I mean, I don't know. Look,
I think the
world is a big place, and I don't think that it's fair that just Cuba is in the crosshairs. But I think we need to do a lot better at rewarding governments who are acting badly. Venezuela? Should we be rewarding Iran? Should we be rewarding China, Russia, Cuba? I mean, we shouldn't be rewarding governments that are starving and killing their own people, and that's what's happening.
I don't know. How much is Cuba in an objective way, starving and killing its own people. Because it is kind of parama.
They give you a delivery of what you can consume.
They don't have any, but they're shut off, aren't they?
When things were opened up under Obama, I mean, even the Kardashians went there with cameras, and everybody was like, I need to book a trip to Cuba immediately. And the local businesses started to thrive, the hotels.
That's helping the government.
People were employed. People were making money. Housekeeping and hotels were getting tips that they never got before. They were making money. Why do you think that the people lined the streets in 2001 in July with mass protests against what was happening of being shut out again? I mean, this is I've always been for opening this up, and I'm happy that Biden's doing it again. It was a campaign promise, and he's making good on it.
I don't know about the political side of it, but I just think. That is better because they're closer to us under the circumstance. I think you're in the dark ages if you think that we're not, somehow or other, there isn't business going on with Americans anyway. It's not open, but there's plenty of business going on with American and American interests there. Anyway, I think that my own spin on it is it's a good thing, frankly. But meanwhile, back to Mark Cuban. And what you were saying about him, Victoria, I think he would be an excellent choice. And he's one of those guys that's not seen as being partisan either, whether he's a Democrat, his stripes are Republican. I'm guessing at some point in his life he was probably a Republican, and some points in his life he's probably a Democrat. And, you know, whether he's identified with either party or not, he is someone who... And also, when you think about Shark Tank, he's so fair, and he thinks things through so quickly. Yeah, that's a good choice. Glad you brought it up. 48 after the hour.
This is a St. Jude moment.
Ashton was a high-level athlete, and in an instant, your world flips. And your healthy 5-year-old competitive cheerleader has a brain tumor. And the physician was like, your best option is St. Jude. Receiving treatment that was life-saving for our child and knowing that that treatment would be of no cost to us was a huge weight lifted.
Learn more at stjude.org.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help heal veterans with the support of citizens like you is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. 800-846-2153. That's 800-846-2153.
If you have a small business, Staples has your sign.
Banners for my bakery?
Staples has your sign.
Oh, posters for my new pet store.
Floor decals for a pharmacy.
Every day, Staples associates help every kind of small business create bold signs to make big impressions. And now get $10 off custom signs, banners, and posters when you spend $50 or more. This is your sign, so print it big at Staples. N72. Visit staplesconnect.com/thisisyoursign for details.
And now a small business setback, delivered by a kind French stranger.
Monsieur, there was an accident. The windshield of your catering van is, how do you say, kaput? But Progressive has an extensive network of repair shops. Now, we think about the old days. Brave Marin, Rivière de Guerre.
When things go wrong with your small business, it's comforting to know you have Progressive Commercial. Get a quote in as little as 6 minutes at progressivecommercial.com.
Croissant for everyone!
Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Coverage subject to policy terms and conditions.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Do you fear getting COVID? I've had COVID 4 times over 2 years now, and it is very easy to eliminate from my body. We've all heard the several nutritional and medical recommendations on how to protect from COVID. However, no one is talking about the one I've found to be the most effective. I've had 2 clients debilitated with COVID symptoms for days or months take our Green Meadow Whey protein powder and feel either 100% well or much better in the first 24 hours. That's a faster recovery than offered by any medication or other nutritional supplement. Green Meadow Whey is naturally rich in the protein called lactoferrin. Non-denatured lactoferrin is a protein that binds to viruses and cell receptor sites so they cannot enter the cell, as well as defends the body against bacteria, fungi, parasites, and supports abdominal fat loss. I have found that nature always has a superior answer to any health challenge. Let Green Meadow Whey empower your body and immunity to the highest levels of health. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's B-E-S-T-W-H-E-Y protein.net or call 888-988-3325.
On the DJV Health Program, Dr. Ken Kronhaus is here. I'm Doug Steffen. Ken is from Lake Cardiology down in Madura, Florida, here to answer your questions, my questions, questions that come about as a result of some of his research. So the number of hospital physicians, I was talking about being on the program, being in the emergency room, and how the doctors were being abused by some of the patients. And so come to find out, this is fairly normal again, huh?
Well, there's a study out this week in JAMA, the Journal of the American Medical Association, the Network Open Edition. This is a study of over 1,500 doctors on the clinical faculty at Stanford University School of Medicine, one of the prominent premier schools of medicine in the country. And this took place September, October in 2020. So dealing with COVID and other things. And what they found was that 25%, 23.4 to be exact, but about a quarter of the doctors reported mistreatment at work during the past year. And patients and visitors were the main culprits, reported by about 17% of physicians and accounting for more than 70% of all the events, followed by other physicians as the cause. The most frequent forms of mistreatment for these doctors were verbal, reported by 21.5% of respondents, sexual harassment by 5%, and physical intimidation or abuse by 5%. Mm-hmm. So be kind to your doctor. They're trying their best, but these are difficult times, and sometimes the tempers are not as controlled as they should be.
Next item of interest here are all the drug overdoses. We've hit a milestone that's not good here, and we don't seem to be dealing with the issue of immigrants, where the drugs are coming from, what are the stats, and I guess the question for many people is, what do we do about it? And it becomes sort of almost a political question, doesn't it?
Well, yes, and this is a clear problem. It's identifiable. And I think we know what the culprit is, and it's just a matter of a collective will to do something about it. And this comes out of the CDC. This is just whoppingly amazing. Nearly 108,000 Doug, over 100,000 people in America died as a result of drug overdose in 2021. This is the highest number recorded in the calendar year, 108,000. And most of the overdoses, you described it, overdose deaths from opioids. This is a class that includes street drugs such as heroin and prescription pain medications such as oxycodone and fentanyl. This totaled nearly 81,000 people in 2021 and was up from about 70,000 in 2020. And the rest of it mostly was cocaine. Cocaine was up from 21,000 to 25,000 deaths. But it just seems like so much of this is from fentanyl. It's being now
being brought in illegally across our southern border with people, mules carrying it in. And we sit here fat, dumb, and happy letting all these people come into this country. It's outrageous. Outrageous. All right. Guidelines for use of an aspirin. Questions about whether I asked this question myself. You've told me to be on a baby aspirin, take one every night. There are some new guidelines, apparently, though, for using aspirin. What may they be? This is for heart attacks. You're a cardiologist, so this is right up your alley.
Well, this is now a complex question that you can't give one size fits all. What we're talking about specifically is using a single baby aspirin to prevent the first event, the first heart attack or stroke. Not people who've already had a heart attack. These are people who are trying to prevent an event. And up until a few years ago, it was felt that if you had risk factors for coronary disease, you know, high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, smoker, obese, inactive, poor diet, even your age, your family history, if you had at least two of those, go on a baby aspirin and everything will be better. And then we began to see that there is a little bit of a risk to doing that. Mm. And now that has been really toned back. And the important thing about this study is that in these studies that show that perhaps everybody, like we were in the past, giving this aspirin to, we shouldn't. The key is that to get into the study, you had to have no coronary disease. So if you have any plaque in your coronaries, this doesn't apply.
Right. Yeah. All right. So keep taking the baby aspirin.
Talk to your doctor about it. It's a complex question.
Good question. All right. These are questions. Good questions. Keep them coming. Questions for Dr. Ken. I'm Doug Steffen on the DJV Health Program at 59 past the hour.
Americans have the most colorful language in the world. And that vibrant language is our basis for thinking in big ways, new ways, efficient ways, and better ways. Americans have freedom of speech. The pairing of our colorful language and freedom of speech has made us the people and the nation that we are today. Imagine what it would be like not having the freedom to speak our minds, communicate our thoughts and ideas, and hear those from others. Americans have a passion for and yearn for the truth. There are those who want to destroy our freedom and right to hear the truth. The truth is under attack. GCN is under attack. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to free speech. Would you like to join us? Please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. Please help us bring you the truth 24 hours per day. I'm Vincent Finelli.